The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guests today in the studio, we have a pair of them. We have Davina Maurer. She's the event chairman for the Relay for Life event coming up in Bad Axe this weekend. And Loretta Kuhn, she is the fundraising chair. And we're going to be talking about the Relay for Life coming up this weekend in Bad Axe. Thanks for being with us, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When does it start?
It starts Saturday the 27th at 10 a.m. at the Bad Axe City Park.
And that's the park by the library?
Yes, it is.
By the old
log cabins and the baseball parks.
Okay, and it's a 24-hour event, I understand?
Yes.
Like it has been decade plus?
Yes.
And you're back at the park for a couple of years. You're out at the fairgrounds, but I think you get more visibility at the park.
Yes, that's our goal, being downtown, more convenient, close to people to just walk up with the kids, because it is a family-friendly, open-to-everyone event.
Well, the idea is awareness, and it's hard to make awareness happen if you're hidden somewhere.
Correct.
So, true.
So the more public and on the street you are, the better.
Exactly.
And there's more shade, so it's nicer for survivors that are older out if you're out in the sun and not on a hot track.
And there's the gazebo and everything else that people can use for eating and other things that you're going to have to do during 24 hours.
Exactly.
Now, as I understand it, this is like the one night of the year the city of Bad Axe allows camping out there.
Yes, that's our understanding also.
Because people put up tents and then they stay for the full 24 hours, many of them.
Yes, many of us do. It's a long night, but you feel good when you're done because you've done a lot to raise awareness, to inform people about fighting cancer. You honor survivors, you remember loved ones lost, and you're tired, but you feel good.
And it's our Relay family, so that's the plus.
And what is the title of your organization? Are you Huron County Relay for Life? Because I know there are different chapters around.
Our proper name would be Relay for Life of Huron County.
Of Huron County. I know there's like one in Seboing,
yep.
And technically they're Huron County, but
yep.
But you pull from all over the county pretty much.
Oh, yes. Yes, we've got teams from Pigeon, Harbor Beach, Ubly, Bad Axe. Yeah, so all over.
And basically, this isn't like, you know, some coordinated event where everybody does it on the same weekend. These are done throughout, so people can attend more than one.
Correct.
If you have family in Sanilac County, you know, they'll have a different date. You can go down there and be part of that for your family there, and you can also be in Huron County helping out as well.
Exactly, yeah.
So it makes it a little better for the people that they don't have to pick and choose, you know, which one to go to, that they're all available.
And I know many people who go to more than one, so, yeah.
Well, our families around here just don't stop at the border.
No.
they spread out, and as we've become a more and more of a mobile community, there you might find people going to Lansing for theirs or whatever because they have family members there who had cancer and they want to support them. So it's an event that's put on through the American Cancer Society. They are the ones that benefit from this.
Yes, all proceeds go to the American Cancer Society of everything we've done. Fundraisers that we've held throughout the year, as well as what's raised on site at the relay itself.
And how do you handle, you know, your own costs? I mean, does that have to come out of some of this, or do you get donations for that as well? Because you were talking, you're going to get T-shirts away and stuff, and they don't grow on trees.
everyone
people need to be paid for those things. And
yeah,
they want
everyone who is a team member is asked to raise $100 minimum, and okay. That gets you the event T-shirt.
Oh, okay. So it's that's included in the team membership part of it.
Then. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. How many teams do you have this year?
We have 12.
And is that kind of up or down? I mean, it varies year to year depending on how things are going. And
well, we actually schedules. Just had our 13th sign up online from the Dow fundraiser they do in Harbor Beach, that they do the barbecue. They signed up as a recent team, and this is down. We have been up to 18 teams, would be about an average.
Okay. And teams are, do they often come from a specific workplace like Dow, or are they just families, or a little bit of both?
It's a both.
It's a both. I know originally, way back when, I started on our family team, which was my sisters and mom and dad and sister-in-laws, and the only two left of that are my mom and myself. But we joined up with a church group in Ubley, and then we picked up Bayport State Bank and the gals that work at Bayport State Bank and the different offices have joined the team. So sometimes teams evolve and change, and
that's why the numbers can change.
Yeah.
They merge and they split. And
yep. And then you get the last year we had a new team because someone at the workplace was going through cancer treatments and they came out in support of her. That was their reason to relay that year. You know, so we have all kinds of reasons that people relay. And some of us are just diehards that
lifers.
Well, but you are into the organization of it as well. I mean, you're not just participating, you're into right. the organization of it, so you are the diehards.
Yeah.
at the park, is all the money raised there and has to be in, or is this something that, you know, you still collect money beyond the event that teams keep going even after the 24 hours are done?
We still collect money till the end of August. That is our closeout for our event.
That's so your fiscal year type of calendar where then you start, anything you receive goes into the next year.
Right. So if anybody out there listening right now says, well, geez, we could have a fundraiser, bake sale, golf outing, whatever they can come up with and want to raise some money and still donate to the Relay for Life, even if they can't be at the event, that's entirely possible.
Now, do you have online who the name of the groups that are participating? So if, say, a bank looks there and says, well, there's a bank on there and we want to compete with them. So, you know, you can kind of
online.
Get a little rivalry going as to, you know, we want to outdo them and get things moving.
You can go to www.relayforlife.org/Huron County MI. It lists every team and the members on the team that are registered online so far, and it shows you the money that's been raised to that team. So it's a nice competitive goal if you want to see, hey, I want to beat so-and-so on my team or the other team.
We got to get cracking.
Correct.
And it is coming up this weekend, so they're going to have to really start cracking.
but it
can also be a start for next year, too.
Exactly.
To think that they're going to be part of that. And you did mention /MI because there is a Huron County in Ohio, and I don't know how many times people
Correct.
Google stuff and they end up in Ohio when they just put Huron County. And you want to contribute at home, not one state away.
Exactly.
So it starts off at 10. Is there like a grand ceremony at the beginning that kicks it all off?
We have an opening ceremony at 10 a.m. that lasts about 15 minutes, where we recognize our team captains and committee members, start our opening lap, and it's ready to relay.
And then you say you're ready, set, go, and they run around, or do you have
take
all
a leisurely stroll around the lap.
And then everybody takes their first lap about that time, and
and
then the events start happening as far as entertainment and games and the other things that happen through the day and evening, night and morning.
Yep. The teams are set up. Lots of teams have different things going on. There's games for the kids. There's food available. There's T-shirts and sweatshirts available, bake sales. There's a silent auction, which is a huge part of what goes on at Relay. There's lots of great things to bid on inside the silent auction tent.
That's from 11 to 8.
And I imagine you get donations for that. And if people would like to donate something to be auctioned, that would still be a possibility.
It is.
Because you could easily add it to the roster.
Yeah, in fact, last year we had a gentleman that came up who was a survivor. So he came up to register for the survivor ceremony. And he brought along a carved wooden bowl that he made that he donated then to the silent auction. So, yeah. The survivors can start registering at 10:30 in the morning, and the survivor ceremony is at 4 o'clock. So from 10:30 till close to 4 o'clock anyway, any survivor who's ever been heard you have cancer is welcome to come up and join us and let us honor you and celebrate your survivorship, whether it's one day or 30-some years, I think, is the oldest one.
Longer than that she was? Mrs. Dipsinski's older.
Okay. I know we had a total of over 450 years of survivorship last year, when you counted up all the years of survivorship that we had, and I believe one gal was only about a month.
Yes.
And so we have them from newly diagnosed to Mrs. Dipsinski, who's, I'd like to say, I don't know how long.
Who's setting the bar real high.
Yes,
there.
She is. But it gives that gal who's just been diagnosed 1 month the hope that in 40 years I can be her. So.
And they're making strides all the time.
Absolutely.
I imagine from the time you started doing this until now, you probably find you get a lot more survivors than at first, because back when I was young, you know, the way old golden old age, the C word was pretty much synonymous with,
Yeah, get your affairs in order, sort of thing.
Yeah.
But no, it definitely is. You're seeing a lot more of the survivors who are getting up in front and saying, I'm a survivor for 10, 15, 20 years. So, yeah, it's awesome to see when we have the survivor ceremony and we honor them and celebrate them. And
a thing to remember, it's not just open for adults. It's survivors of any age, from young childs up to adults.
Yeah, we often don't think about what some of the children go through with cancer early on. You know, you only see them, you know, maybe in the commercials or something, you know, the public service announcements to try and help, but it happens more than you might think.
Yeah, last year there was a second grader at Lakers who was going through treatment and stuff. So, yeah, it happens in all ages, all genders, you know. So,
okay.
We fight for everyone.
Now, the luminaries are for those you've lost.
Anyone who's ever been diagnosed with cancer. So it can be in honor of someone who's a survivor or in memory of someone who has passed away.
I know a lot of people decorate them up a bit. Do they need to get them now? Because, you know, is there not going to be a lot of time? Because you're going to have activities going on and such. Last thing they're going to do is you know, spend half of it, you know, making this what they want it to be.
They can get luminaries still up to through the day of relay. Just the names will not be on the screen that we have names scrolling on. But they will be out in public for everybody to see.
And if you come up to relay, many of the teams are selling the luminaries. We'll have the bags there. And you can personally decorate your bag the way you want it to remember your survivor or your loved one that's passed away.
You might have had a pet name for them, like Nana or whatever, and you'd mm-hmm. like that to be on there too. Not just the name, and it's more personalized.
Yes.
And the whole point of this event is to make cancer and cancer survival personal.
And they only cost $10.
And again, the funds go to cancer research and the other things the Cancer Society supports, which helps people going through cancer as well.
Exactly. There's many programs through the American Cancer Society. We have the Wig Bank here in Bad Axe. We have the 800 number available to anyone, and it's 24/7. And they say that the most calls they get are in the middle of the night, because that's when cancer patients may have trouble sleeping and need someone to talk to, so they call the 800 number.
You busy yourself during the day to try and forget about mm-hmm. it, but at night you can't hide from it.
Right. You know, and research. There are strides being made. They've got cancer prevention studies going on. So the American Cancer Society is making strides. They are finding ways to treat better. Do we have an ultimate cure? No, but we are definitely making strides in the fight against it.
And there may not be an ultimate cure, because they're all a little different. And one cure may not cover them all. We may need cures separate for all of them. And there's research on a number of different types of cancers going on at any given time.
There's multiple grants that are donated to local universities in Michigan alone that goes to research any type of either the cells of how the body, how they change, or else just other programs to help make things better.
And just to say it, as far as I know, and I ain't no doctor, cancer is basically when the cells start multiplying out of control, and that results in tumors and other problems in the body. just a very basic kind of definition of
yep.
it. The
yep.
triggers as to what it causes it and how to stop it, those are the research that's going on and trying to find a cure or treatments and or both that will give you the 40-some year survivorship.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, now we mentioned camping at the park, and I guess we should ask, just tents, or do people bring actual campers, or
we have both.
We have both. We have RVs and trailers and tents, and yeah, and people sleeping in lounge chairs.
But while you're bringing the whole family, you'll leave Fido home.
Yes.
Because the park is not for the dogs, and you were mentioning that some of the people going through treatment for cancer and that can be susceptible to illnesses, and while your dog may not be the carrier of, you know, the bubonic plague or something, when your immune system's weak, you don't need to take any chances with something stray that might hurt.
Right, right.
And just being careful, and it's also, you know, makes the park experience a little nicer, right. Not barking and being left alone whimpering.
Yeah.
I'm listening to your trailer and the dog's whimpering.
Yeah. And we do have an opportunity, actually, for those who say, well, geez, I'm busy or I can't make it that day, for them to be a part of Relay through your radio station. On WLAW, we are having a live cake auction. We'll actually start taking bids on the first segment at 9:30 a.m. from 9:30 till 9:55. And we've got cakes donated by local bakers. We've got fun cakes. We've got delicious cakes because I've taste tested a few of them.
Oh, is that the little thing in the frosting that looks a little weird?
Mm. Well, yeah. No. So that's going to be something that from 9 o'clock in the morning until noon, the remote will be up at Relay, and we'll have three bidding segments where you can call in and bid on the different cakes we've got. In fact,
are they posted? Can you see them?
They are on our Facebook page.
Okay.
So the pictures are on there, and I am getting the lineup to our Facebook gal today, so you'll be able to actually see
the order that they're
coming up, because I'm going to be real curious to find out if Michigan fans or Michigan State fans or Tiger fans are going to be the most generous, because we have a Michigan State, a Michigan, a Tiger cake, a NASCAR cake. So we've got a lot of fun cakes, and it could be very interesting to see who's the most generous fans out there, too. So
you could get the competition that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And basically, that's you bid on it that day and you take it home that day?
Yeah, for almost every cake, we've got two gift certificates also.
Okay.
So we've got a couple gift certificates in case you don't need a cake, you're going out of town, but you'd still like to participate in the cake auction. We've got a couple of cakes that can be
and there's cupcakes as well.
Yeah, there
so
is.
So if you're a Michigan or Michigan State fan and you're gonna do this for Relay for Life, then on Sunday you need to have a party to eat it all.
Yeah, either that or freeze it, because they do freeze
they
well.
They do freeze well. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, terrific. And again, that's going to be on WLAW. We're going to be doing mm-hmm. a remote broadcast for the first couple of hours of the mm-hmm. Relay for Life. But it goes on all afternoon. It goes on into the evening hours, overnight. Mm-hmm. And then again in the morning, you have your little wrap-up of the events, so you get the full 24-hour cycle.
Exactly. Yep.
And do you kind of chill out a little bit in the early morning hours in case some people do want to sleep? It's kind of hard to sleep if somebody has got a band going.
Yeah, yeah. We definitely do get a little bit more mellow. In fact, Devine has come up with a movie.
Whatever. Well, 2 a.m. movie in the park, and it's family friendly. So
no scream fests.
No.
Oh, okay. you don't want somebody sleeping hearing screaming.
Yeah. Our bands, Rye Whiskey, will be finishing up by little after 12. And
now, Loretta was saying before the show started that you do have some new entertainers.
Yes, we do. I pulled a bunch of strings this year. We do have Kay Balser coming back to perform at 2 o'clock. The Delta Flute Choir is actually coming back at 12 o'clock. They were there last year. It's really nice to just chill and relax and listen to them perform while you're not running around.
And they perform what now again? Flute?
Flutes. It's musical.
Could they kind of walk and become like Pied Pipers and be luminary around the
Depends
the
if they're reading sheet music or that's. And then the Port Austin Stompers are back. They love Come Back to Relay. They'll be there at 3 o'clock. Then we have karaoke on the stage by our team Carolot at 5 o'clock.
And that's where other people can participate.
Correct.
It's not just a band or a group coming.
Correct.
The people at Relay become the star.
In fact, when Kay's doing it, she does Taylor Swift and Carrie Underwood songs, and she gets the little girls or whoever up there to sing with her. So she has a lot of fun with her hour as well at 2 o'clock.
And do people get fully into this karaoke with costuming and such? I mean, you know, I could see somebody doing Elvis coming up there looking like Elvis.
Not yet.
I haven't noticed it, but that's an idea.
You could have an award for the person with the best outfit for their karaoke.
Speaking of dressing up, we have the celebrity lookalike contest at 1 o'clock.
I don't look like anybody, so I'm sorry about that.
Big Empty Sky, they're a local band, will be performing at 6 o'clock.
And it's a mixture of kind of music. So you got the Carrie Underwoods, you've got the karaoke, which is other things, and I'm sure you're getting into rock and polkas and everything else throughout the day and the evening just to have, you know, something for everybody.
Well, we have first time ever, some friends of mine will be coming at 7:30. Mm-hmm. They're the Fiend Fire Charmers. They have performed at the Mid-Michigan Renaissance Festival and Frankenmuth Festivals. So they will be bringing their fire to play with
you
at Relay.
They have the batons,
yes,
and the stuff they twirl and
yes,
all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And okay.
And that will actually be on stage right after our 5K ribbon run award ceremony. So we've got a 5K.
Get your ribbons away so they don't get burned.
Yeah. We're actually going to be safer. We're going to have them off site on the cement because the tent is a little short this year, so we don't want to take a chance.
Don't need them throwing them up too.
Correct.
High and causing grief.
And then Brad Goodwin and actually my cousin Danielle Maurer. Everybody knows her from locally. She goes Baddox High School. And Brad Goodwin has performed at Seawings Relay, anyone's been there and has heard him. They'll be performing from about 8 o'clock to about 9:20 before we go into our luminaria ceremony.
And the Ribbon Run 5K is open to any area runner, walker, and then we have a 1 mile fun mile is what I'm calling it. For those who aren't runners, I said you can do anything in the fun mile if you want to skip or dance. Fire twirl, you know, like I say. We do have that going on, and registration for that on-site begins at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the actual start of the race is 6 o'clock in the afternoon. So.
And then our native Ryan Simmons will be back with Rye Whiskeys, playing a little after 10 o'clock for 2 hours. And we have our famous pickle lap at 3 a.m. where you take an oath from Miss Cindy. For the pickle oath.
The pickle oath.
I'm not a pickle person,
sounds
so
like
I've
a
never
jelly
take.
To me, but okay.
Yeah, I've never taken the pickle oath. But
you're what? Do you swear by this gherkin? What?
She has a nice little pledge that you go through.
Oh, okay. And then in the morning, you probably have. It's Sunday morning, so do you have like a service or something?
We do have a sunrise service with Kathy Swartz and Druber as our speaker.
Because, you know, people are going to be tired. I'm not going to go to church.
And a cool thing this year, we have the Baddox Hatchet students. They will actually be there Saturday morning from 10:30 to 11:30 and 8:30 to 9 on Sunday performing, which they will be followed by Lynette Beeler of Faith Gospel Tabernacle performing from 9 to 9:30 on Sunday.
Now, you do have a couple of traditional ceremonies. You have the Fight Back Survivor and Luminary. Can you explain those and when they're going to be happening?
Fight Back Ceremony is going to start at 3:45. And Fight Back is our way of encouraging people on what they can do to help prevent cancer, fighting it before you get it. So it's talking about wearing sunscreen, eating healthy, exercising, and everyone pledging that's what they're going to do in the next year. Stop smoking. All the different things that we know can be health hazards and can increase your chances of getting cancer. We tried to get that word out there. We also tried to then tell you what you can do that will get you healthier.
And these are not New Year's resolutions. You're supposed to stick to them.
Exactly.
The survivor ceremony will be starting at 4, and just before it, we will be doing a butterfly release here in Behavioral Health, and Women's Life chapters are selling butterflies that you can purchase.
Live, actual
Yep, they're selling a limited number of tickets, so if you know any of them, you
and
can
you
ask them.
You don't write the survivor's name on a wing?
No. It's just you open the packet and off. They kind of take a little bit to wake up since they've been dormant.
It's kind of cool for the kids because they can hold them in their hands until they wake up and then fly away. So it's kind of neat little thing that we're doing.
And again, this is family friendly. And all of these things kids can enjoy as well.
Yep. So survivors, and we have a recognition for the caregivers too, because survivors do need their caregivers, and caregivers go through it with them. So the survivor and caregivers both are recognized at the 4 o'clock ceremony.
And it's not just the professionals, you know, when you've got this, a lot of times this is done at home.
Exactly.
And people have to learn the hard way, you know, what other people have been trained for. And there's a lot of work in that, and they should be recognized.
We're doing something new for the survivors as well, as long as other people that come. We're actually going to be having, starting around 2 o'clock, we're going to have a pork sandwich dinner where the survivors will receive a free ticket for their meal. And then the rest would be a free will offering. So that's just something we want to get some food in their stomach and have them enjoy themselves.
That comes before the pledge for eating, right?
Before the pickle. And probably what I think is one of the more moving ceremonies is the Luminaria ceremony, and that starts at 9:30, and we will have the names of anyone who's pre-purchased a Luminaria in the name of a loved one who's a survivor or who's ever had cancer and is no longer with us. Those will all be scrolling on screen from 9 o'clock to midnight. And then we have the official Luminaria lap, where we all carry candles in our hands and we walk a lap, and all the candles in the bags are lit, and it's just after dusk. At, like I said, we start at 9:30, and we have, it's an emotional lap.
It's humbling.
Yeah. It if you've never been to Relay and you're busy during the day, I think one of the best times to come is either to the Luminaria ceremony or any time during the night when you walk around and you see these bags glowing, and you go, and I would be willing to bet that you will know many, many, many of those names and those people on those bags, and you'll be remembering a lot of people that you might not have thought about in a while, but it's a very moving ceremony.
Do you still use actual candles, or do you go for those little LED things that simulate it now?
Yeah, still use the candles.
Still use an actual votive candle or whatever.
Yep.
In there.
Yep.
And where do you set them out? Because in years past, I've seen them different ways. I've seen some of them at times on South Street, and sometimes you go all the way out to Huron Avenue, and I think you would get more visibility that way.
Yeah. Our track, which is where we actually do the walking, it's all within the park area.
Oh.
It's on the street in front of the library.
And the driveway behind it.
And the driveway behind the library around the pavilion. So it's all pretty much paved. There's one tiny little section that's gravel when you come off the behind the library before you get onto the pavement. So it's generally very easy for everyone to negotiate our path. With the American Cancer Society, you may see some bags up by the courthouse and stuff, but they're more of an advertisement type bag, if you will, because we need to be safe and concerned about safety, and we don't want people crossing streets. So our track is all located within the parking, inside the barricades that restricts traffic from going through in front of the library.
Because when you do this, you may take the kids along.
Oh, yes.
And safety has to be foremost.
Yep.
Because you... last thing you want to do is mar this event with another tragedy beyond the Big C.
Yes.
Okay. If people want to participate yet, how can they do that? Or if they want to get involved to be there next year, how do they go about this? Because, I mean, we're only a couple of days away. Fundraising is going to be a little difficult if you're going to try and be the top fundraisers this year, but I'm sure you don't turn anything down. But how do people get involved?
Come up to Relay this weekend is one option. We have a registration tent where they will take names and numbers, and if you let them know that you're interested in being part of a team, starting a team, fundraising next year, they will make notes of that. And after Relay, Davina is going to be the event lead chair next year. Either she or our event staff coordinator from the American Cancer Society, someone, our team development leader, Mary Beth Nymphs, will get a hold of you.
You can also contact us privately through Facebook message on our page as well.
Yeah, you can go to the website and sign up a team and start a team. We do have meetings for team captains, so that if you're like, I don't know what I'm doing, we can help you. Like I said, we've got a team development chairperson who's just the nicest, sweetest lady who encourages all of our team members and keeps us informed of what we need to be doing as team captains, as far as, because there are some logistical things, getting t-shirt sizes collected and turn them in for your team members who raise $100. The average team is probably around 10 people, 10 to 15 people. We have some smaller, like the Care a Lot team is a small family team, but they come out, they raise their money, and everyone has a great time. We have larger teams up to around 20 members. So it's all sizes, all ages. And like I say, we aren't going to turn anyone away. We're going to welcome you with open arms and try and make you feel at home with our Relay family.
And we'd love to get more schools involved, too. We've had them involved before. We've had Ubley and Harbor Beach involved before. And Lakers, Anchors of Hope, is still continuously coming and raising the money that they do in memory of Michelle Shia.
So there's, like I say, many reasons for people to be involved. Like I say, Lakers throughout the year does their football game that's pink, and basketball and volleyball, too, I believe, where they do their pink themes and raise money. And you know, there's golf outings, there's bowling, nine pin no taps, you know, there's things throughout the year. So even if you can't make it this weekend, if you keep your eyes and ears open, you can find an event throughout the year that the proceeds go to the American Cancer Society and the Huron County Relay for Life to participate in. And like I say, we'd love to have more people join us. If you want to come up this weekend and aren't sure what you would be available to do, we have the pork sandwiches, we have the cake auction, we have the ribbon run, we've got raffle tickets that we're selling. We need volunteers to help run all that. We need volunteers. Sometimes my team, as fundraising chair, I pull team members off to go do the ribbon run, and my team goes, okay, but now we need somebody to walk the track.
Ah.
So if you can simply walk, you can come up and participate and just walk the track and help teams out that way. So.
And I think you need to let people know that, yes, it's you know, you're remembering people lost and such, but it's not it's an uplifting type of program you try to run for the most part. It isn't somber the whole way through.
Oh, correct.
There's games. There's, you know, it's celebrating life, not the losing of it.
Exactly. That's probably more our focus than anything.
You hear more hooting and hollering going around that track than anything else.
Because we have, you know, a lot of people get into the fun laps that we have. Things like a Michigan State lap. So people can dress up that way. We've got silly sunglass and hat lap. You know, there's a Hawaiian luau lap. There's just superhero lap. So we have fun. We remember. We celebrate. You know, it's an all-encompassing event. And like I say, when I get done, yeah, I'm tired, but I really feel good.
Another fun first-time event that we've had from 6 to 9 p.m., Fred Kasiba, who is local, he will be doing caricatures on site.
The
drawings.
Drawings, trying to capture what kind of character you really are. it seems like you got a little bit of everything. And again, it's family friendly. You don't have to find, you know, someone to take care of the kids. They can find just as much to do there. And I'm sure when the kids get together, they find things to do in the park with the swing sets and everything else going on. So.
And then we do have Dave LeMasters there as our DJ. So there's music all day long as well. So it's fun. He plays a lot of songs that the teenagers love to get into. And he'll start Cotton Eye Joe, and all of a sudden the stage is filled with teenagers doing the Cotton Eye Joe. And so, yeah, we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun.
I hear he works for pork sandwiches. Well, I wish you well. Again, it's this coming Saturday, 10 a.m., 24 hours till 10 on Sunday morning. There's a whole list of events, and again, you've got the website and the Facebook page. People can find out more about what you're going on. Even if you haven't signed up this year, stop on by. Maybe you'll find there's a lot going on there, and you'll be in a team next year and can even help and participate this year, as you have all kinds of things going on. Need all kind of help.
Yes, we do.
I hope you get a good turnout. I hope you do better than the $75,000 goal. I hope you hit the $88,000 you had last year.
That'd be wonderful.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Our guests today on the program have been Davina Maurer. Did I get that right?
Yes.
She is the event chair, and Loretta Kuhn, the fundraising chair. It's for the Relay for Life
of Huron,
Huron County, because there are many of them around. But it's the Relay for Life of Huron County. They have the event Saturday at the park downtown by the library behind the courthouse. Stop on down and see all the things they have going on, including WLAW will be there right at the start from 9 till noon on Saturday. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.